Hello, Mzanzi, Kenna, Kekem, Puzi.
Hello, I'm Tony Khoroge.
And you are listening to my
Top 10 at 10.
On the street, on the air.
On the air.
And Mutateng Waratabine Maria has never been, you know. It's what Tom Barato travel and G, you know. And that's a problem about fictional work. You think you can be anywhere at any time. Buena Vista Social Club, Unana, it's Tony Khoroge. I can just be there. Spiritually. Logatola, your mic is on.
My mic is on?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't do me this more.
What do you mean? Chan Chan. Okay, Chan Chan. Skin Chan Chan. Rebuza, Chan Chan.
Chan Chan is the name of a song.
And?
It comes from the culture of Chinguera.
Eh?
In Cuba.
Aywe.
Yes.
Jesus. Oh, the Cuba.
Yeah.
I think Cuba.
Oh, Cuba. In English, you say Cuba.
Yeah.
And then I think in Spanish, they go a bit of a Cuba.
It's Cubano. Oh, Cuban. You've been?
No, I haven't.
I get.
I haven't.
But that's the thing about music, right?
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. Borderless.
It takes you everywhere.
It's borderless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spirit takes you there.
Yeah. Whether ba rohana or ba rapela reads marimo not.
No, ekya itse ba rohana.
Eh. Weezy Anthony.
I get another translation to English. You know, they did like a documentary, and I fell in love also with the documentary.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that you know, at the age of like 60s and 70s,
they
got their fame.
Yes.
At that age.
Yes.
So
yes.
It was a wonderful thing that, you know, art never dies.
And there's never really a timing for this thing.
Yeah,
no.
So I want to hear my piano, boss. You can go ahead.
I told him, bro. TT.
Sure.
Oh, okay, kick you, sir.
Hello, KK.
Yeah, even TKT.
Yeah.
TTK. Something. Hello, KK.
Dumela botile kae?
Re teng le kae?
Re teng.
O tsogile?
Ke tsogile ja.
Ora wa robala. A ba o bua nnete.
Nna ke robala boroko nna. Yo, ke sebetsa ka thata hambe.
Ehe.
Boroko
nna ka boroba. All right. No nna ke bang santse re check o kre motho a teng monna. Sala iphoshongile mabane. On set. Abare next a go thoma hape go seng. Abare mo la mo go dumela le botlolo. Plus you know what they do akere.
Oh.
Lo tlo la cold drink.
Oh, okay.
Balbe ya man then. God. O tswa fela ka o tlhapa man. Guys, welcome.
Thank you so much.
The brave ones. Tony, what is the bravest thing you've ever done for yourself?
The bravest thing?
Yeah.
Hey, the bravest thing.
And chances are you're still young, like your teens. Maybe you faced your father about something. And you know how it is to go to that man.
Yeah.
My father was cool.
Oh.
I don't know.
You've never been brave in your life?
I don't know if that is brave.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say that's brave.
You took your chance.
It worked. You know.
Except for the knowns.
Oh, hold on, the knowns.
Hey.
But so
as I Google,
it would be being a mom. Honestly, being a parent is very, very brave.
Wow.
And being a parent is brave. Wow. Who is that mood?
But it depends at what age.
No, but like in general, it doesn't have an age requirement.
Is it?
You know, lao limu holo limu gai gai. Being a parent, who is someone teaching from birth the. Trying to figure out this and that and how.
And every day is a new day.
Yeah, learning that this person has a mind of their own and you guys, it's yeah, no, get roller coasting with fellas.
But that's the thing about being brave is that actually is also a it's a lesson in
it's
itself.
It's a teacher, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's you've learned teacher. What?
And I've learned that I possibly want more kids. I realize I'm actually a really good mom. My boy is beautiful.
No, by the look of things, chances are you do make beautiful babies, but over multiplier.
I in my head.
Oh yeah.
Hai lor mudimo na khona ne. And it's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe like 4 years.
What
now? One down. So it's 3. So I got a twin. Avare
one.
Wabo.
Or are triplets.
Hey, I come from a big family. My dad, my dad's siblings, they were 13 in total.
Jeesh.
My mama said thing about there was 6. So
but I understand that time was not TV again.
That's okay. I take my stuff.
So Tony Khoroge is here, Keke is here, and we're talking about The Brave Ones hitting Netflix the 16th of September. And like I said earlier on, this is a superhero story, isn't it?
Mm.
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Yeah.
Explain the difference.
The superhero would be your Rabubi type.
Okay.
Yes. And then the supernatural, this one is more based on it's a folklore on supernatural things. You know how we tell stories like Bo Khodumodumo,
Obe,
and all those African folk stories that has those supernatural. So this one goes towards there. And mostly, you know, in the Western world, it'll have more ghosts and all those kind of things.
Ah,
yeah.
Harry Potter. I don't know what a ghost is in Harry Potter.
It was Harry Potter. It's also supernatural, sci-fi.
Yeah. Ah, okay. And now, why now, that story?
I think Akin and Netflix became very...
Is this Akin Amotosho?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man.
Black men doing it big now.
Listen, I mean, I was in Akin Amotosho's video.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Video. I remember. I was also in his movie, God is African.
Yeah.
Come on.
We were together in God is African.
I know.
Yeah.
Wasn't that your dad or your roommate?
No. We were both young at the time. Come on.
Chances are I was your father, man.
No ways.
Roommate in
No.
I must watch it again, actually. Even Akin, sorry to cut you short. Yeah, I was just excited to hear the name. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what Netflix and Akin did was very brave, you know, because these are the kind of stories that I think needs to be told.
Mm.
I mean, we see the Western world is telling it beautifully, and then, you know, they go into their folklore stories.
Exactly.
Like I said, you know, me and you, we've been watching Rabubi. Our kids now are watching Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Probably their kids will start watching something. Yep. It will be called something, but it will still be
the same. You
know.
Yeah.
So for us, and I think for Netflix as well, to also come into the African sub-Sahara to start seeing the opportunity and the chances of telling those kind of stories.
Wonderful.
In the most beautiful way, and making sure that they get attractive, you know. Yeah. So you have your black cast, your black director.
Yeah.
Everything was just, you know, it's people who understand where these stories come from.
Sure.
And when they tell it with honesty.
Yeah. And then, Keke, for you, what really draw you to it?
The spiritual essence of the story itself, you know. Having to... Now I come from a family that is very spiritual.
Okay.
So, kukwaka nyelo gobele. And I am prophetically gifted myself.
Oh.
So having to have a story that relates to what they're making. Some things need to be unraveled, because one thing we know is that Batwabahulu, they're very secretive.
Yeah.
If there's one thing older people are, it's secretive.
Yeah.
And this story lets us know that being secretive catches up with you at some point in time. You understand? So, which is in relation and relatable to realistic stories that are taking. Ntose ntsweng 19 bokalo kalo.
Sure.
Ngwana wa today ke na ile ngore tla utlwa
mokgotsa. The pain.
So you need to be honest. You need to lay things on the table. You need to be in touch with your ancestors. That's honestly for me. Like, that's what helps.
I like what you just raised now, because it then takes me to the conversation we were having on the show yesterday.
Mm.
And it was sparked by what happened at the Cope Presser,
mm-hmm.
right? Where, I mean, shambles.
Yes.
So immediately the question came to, Khanti, what's wrong with us? Why don't we have, like, it seems like we're failing at succession planning.
Mm.
Because look at politics, look at family. Okay, family businesses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When do we hand over the baton in time? Not waiting for Hori, we are 6 feet under, then yeah, somebody must take over. That's too late.
Yeah.
So you're saying exactly that, that you being secretive and holding back on family values, right, or strength, because it's not only just about monetary, inheritance. It's also about values being inherited and passed on, right? Exactly. Mm. So we seem to be failing as Africans to create that succession planning. And the question we asked was like, what is the plan with your family?
Mm.
Who's taking over while Tony is still standing? Because while you're still standing, you have an opportunity to help with the transition.
Sure.
You know, yeah. To guide.
Mm.
Unlike when you're no longer of this world.
Mm.
Right? And there's a story, that there's a line, as I read a bit about what The Brave Ones is about. It's about the tree, someone had to protect it from it being extinct.
Mm.
I think there's a nice lesson there. I don't know what you're getting from it. There's a nice lesson about something that was a gift to us, later on was invaded by others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And here it is now.
Mm.
And only the few can access it. What does that mean? I don't know. I mean, for me, there's a
take back.
Yeah. Ooh. I think, you know, we like you say, there's a lesson in that. And maybe this takes us back to that whole thing of, you know, telling folk stories. In all our folk stories, we do have a lesson that you walk away from.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter how scary that folk story is.
Yeah.
And I think with us now, it's the issue, we're still struggling with greed.
Mm. Mm.
Because back in the days, probably our greed was that little.
Mm.
Right? Because we knew that little.
I get it.
And we're
you
exposed
are because
to, yes.
we are.
Yeah. So and we're exposed to that little. Now, the level has expanded to another level. So the greed also expands with and I think that's where we're getting, that's where we're finding, I think, that's where we're finding ourselves into.
Yeah.
But in most of the things that we do, I still think we're still quite young in terms of running things.
Yeah.
More especially on the political side.
That's right.
But on the family side, we have inherited heaviness. There's a lot on the shoulders of our fathers that we had to take off and try to put on ourselves to try to walk this path.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't truly understand what is on our shoulders in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the times we try to figure it out as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And then we mess up as we go. And if we mess up as we go, we get judged by others.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's that thing of you and me sitting down and go, hey, what you got on your shoulder?
Mm.
This is how I worked with it. This is how you work with it. But for us not to mess up, we need to have that unity to talk to each other.
Yeah. Mm. But we don't.
Yeah. Mm-mm. The problem is, that's what I was going to. The problem is, we don't talk to each other and we won't have that unity.
Oh, yeah.
And the more you work alone and the more you see greed as a righteous thing for you.
Yeah.
You know?
And then it's all about grab for your survival. That's it. The
that's
next
it.
Person not like born.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, these days, hi, Lore, Nakitahu and Nakitoruzama Tatak. I am going to find out from somewhere, somehow, fourth party, hore. Did you understand?
Mm-hmm.
We do not have that thing, yeah. I can depend on you. I can come to you, have a conversation with you.
Brothers keep
and our conversation will stay between us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't trust. There's no trust element at all. People take joy out of another person's sorrow and pain.
Which kind of then leads me to this next question. I agree with you. I know you're prophetic. What song am I going to play next?
And then down bona bona gili gogo ing.
Bona. Gogo keke. Ach. That's a handle right there.
Yeah, you know.
Gogo keke.
Say a boom.
Hey. Hey, don't play.
Is that why you chose Umoya?
That's why I chose what?
Umoya.
I love that song. I love Squatter Camp. I grew up on Squatter Camp. In fact, one of my favorite films that I've done this year, not necessarily film, like a 13-part series that we shot this year, was with Umbuso. Oh. And Limhang Sugar Smacks is one of the producers.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked when I realized that at the end of the film, like towards the end,
he is moving
spaces.
What? I was chilling with him at the Map Africa at the Netflix launch. Netflix organized the most beautiful launch.
Yeah.
With a trailer of The Brave Ones.
Yeah.
So I had to sit him there and have lunch with him. So
he's doing amazing things
behind.
And it's not just that, there's so many more. I'm actually working on my second one with him right now.
What?
And then it'll come out soon, October-ish. But I'm so happy. Like, Squatter Camp. What? Who did not grow up on Squatter Camp?
I mean...
Who does not love Squatter Camp?
Is that the one?
Airtime.
Hello, Mzanzi, Kinna, Kekem, Puti.
Hello, Anthony Khoroge.
And you are listening to my top 10 at 10.
On the street, on the air.
All right. It is the Brave Ones, my top 10. And remember, if you have a question, send us a WhatsApp. It's better if it's a WhatsApp voice note. 0636880959. Ask a question to Gege, ask a question to Tony about the Brave Ones. All right? And you stand a chance of winning yourself the Netflix Brave Ones branded denim jacket and 1,000 rands in cash. Tony, I'm sure you have some few questions you want to ask.
I want to ask Gege though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
How did you prepare for this role, if I may ask?
What role is this? What are you doing there, by the way?
Like, I play Funeka.
Who is?
A sister who turns into an ancestor.
Hi.
She's the reason for a lot of things.
Hi.
That lead to... I don't want to say too much, but yeah.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I fell into it. I really felt spiritually touched to her and the fact that she's such a fighter, and knowing how much I fought to be back in the game the way that I knew myself to have been.
Mm.
Yeah, I took that strength. I took all that, you know, anxiety, depression I went through, anger, everything. I put it into that character because she's such a fighter. She fights for the right thing. She fights to be heard. She fights for her voice. Mm. She fights for the truth.
And our character never meet, right?
Our characters actually don't meet.
Tony, why not? What do you do there?
Hey, Nike Boss.
Hey, why not? You're a legend. You can't fail a movie like Samuel L. Jackson.
I know, like...
Or Tyson's Fatlock and then disappear. And then that's the reason we'll say... Is he coming back?
Nah, man.
No. I play this businessman who... The greed comes through, as we spoke about greed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, he's a guy who just wants the money. He's just a pure capitalist who just wants to, you know. And I don't want to give away the story too much, but I'm just saying, you know, he is that present. Yeah. He's that guy who's there.
Yeah.
Who just want to make things happen. He want to make money.
Yeah.
And he doesn't see anything wrong about moving a couple of people out of the way so that he can get what he wants.
It's like when you've bought a piece of land, right?
Mm. Exactly.
And you're like, you
know what I mean?
I get it. Okay.
And if there's nobody, mall is going to give you, it looks as we're going to have employment, we're going to employ you, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Basically,
he's that type of guy.
And then the sister who is here but also in the ancestral world at the same time is like, no, you can't remove the tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really, but
And I hear you. No, don't give it away. Don't give it away. Yeah. No. This is how I built my curiosity to watch it.
Yeah.
I want to see how these two worlds collide.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think Netflix was brave to go into that space. Mm. You know.
We need brave ones.
We do need the brave ones.
In
this instance. Also, Netflix became our.
That's
brave
right.
One.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, in terms of getting into the two worlds, how was it? I mean, I get it, as actors would say, I don't know how it is to be an ancestor.
Yeah.
What do I tap
in? Yeah, exactly.
What do I tap into? Why don't you listen?
Because I mean, for the way.
I don't mean to be bad. Yes.
No, I understand. I think after getting, what I liked about it is that we got the element out of the way. And by the time we shot that other part, it was like, okay, now this is direction into a new world. a better world.
Yeah.
You thought you lost what was best for you, but let me show you this. This path. This one is nice. This one, yahanya.
Yeah.
This one, nalibuntatimuholo, your best friend, because my grandmother was my best friend.
Yeah.
And Ali, my aunt, who I recently lost as well to COVID, I was just like, okay.
I see.
Yeah.
Still, even if it's unknown, you still had to tap into something that it can at least transport you.
And also just the way that they'd come to me, if they visit me, and when they visit me, like, they're very calm when they have their conversations with me, when I do dream them. So it was just like, okay.
I have a question for Tony. And maybe you do too, Keke.
Yes.
My one is, you have done this so many times, different roles. I like you as a villain, by the way.
Same here.
I think he plays the best villain. I think Tony can be a villain in my movie any day.
Thank you.
What do you say yes to?
What do I say yes to?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I'm sure you get a lot on your plate and some, can you? But what do you say yes to?
Well, after COVID, you just had to say yes to anything.
Because
it was bad.
I doubt it. But on a good day.
I doubt it.
But I'm telling you.
It was tense for everybody.
It was tense, right?
Oh.
But on a good day, you know, good script. You also look at who's behind it, who's the director. The kind of people that you're going to play opposite. And in the instance, I also play with my wife. But I also don't meet, I think I meet her once.
She's my mom.
She's your mom?
My mom.
Yeah. What?
I know.
Tandy was there, by the way.
And we share an Aquarius sign. Like, we're both Aquarians. She's born in February.
They're so cool. They went there together. We, you like, can't separate.
Yeah. that's amazing. How does it feel then?
To
be in a sandwich.
To be a sandwich.
Yes.
Because then I just say, ma, speak to papa there quickly. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah.
W, yeah.
That's right.
Yes. And then she knows how to sweeten him up. That actually leads to my question.
Yeah.
How did you do it for such a long time?
Yeah.
Such an amazing.
He still didn't answer my question, by the way.
Who?
Yeah,
I don't understand. Like, it's such a beautiful relationship.
But I'm glad your question amplifies mine. Yes.
It's such a beautiful relationship. And Ms. Tandiwe is just, she's everything, guys. She's got an amazing aura. She's loving. She's so soft. She's so present.
You know what they say, opposite attracts.
That's what I'm trying to understand.
Oh, what are you trying to say about me?
Hello.
Now I'm still keeping
Am
it
I not
together.
Soft?
I just want to know, like, how did you do
Am
it
I not calm? Am I not nice?
For such a long time, like, keep the love going.
But you know, she'll probably say something different.
I know there's no formula, but
it's not an easy road to everyone, for everybody, and even for us. But it's the purpose you're trying to serve while you're there, and why you're there. And some of it is not out of your own strength.
Mm.
You really have, you know, we really rely on the power above us.
Mm.
You know.
And I feel like I know
she's a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
Mm.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think to add to what Tony says, is saying, as much as you are in it, there's also the cognitive side is, we know why, right? Love is at the center of it. Two, we are human to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But when we make those mistakes, we are the first two people to consult to find a solution to those mistakes.
Exactly.
Not that person. That's how you keep it going, right?
Yeah.
Because should you consult, you are failing to use each other's strengths because we don't see things the same way.
Mm.
And the last part I can add to that is, no one is right.
Mm.
And should you learn that earlier on, the better, because that's how you deal with conflict. Because the one who wants to be right means somebody must be wrong.
Mm.
And should the one being wrong be wrong all the time, no one wants to be wrong all the time.
That's
so
true.
No one is right.
Mm.
What is right is why you're doing it.
Mm.
You know?
It's the purpose.
It's the purpose of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's beautiful.
All right.
One day,
I'm sure they're not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it. 3+ vet. I need you to put your headphones on. Questions came in.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know who they are directed to, but obviously, these are the ones. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, okay.
We need 5, but we have 4 now.
Okay.
Here's Mpo.
Now I would like to ask Mr. Khore, how does he keep his personal life out of social media? You'll never find him a trend on social media unless it's a good thing.
Lead us, Tony, lead us! That's what I love about the two of you, by the way.
Well,
yeah.
The thing is, you know, your private life is your private life.
Done.
You don't make it a public life. That's why it's called private.
That's right.
So you don't take it public. So what you take public, it's what we do, you know?
Mm.
Our art, our what we do outside.
Yeah.
And we try to be real to who we are more than anything else.
That's powerful. That's a lesson right there. Question number 2. From Mrs. Tembo.
Thank you so much for bringing in Utoni. Oh, that guy. The guy is my crush forever.
Aibo.
With due respect to Usta, hey, no, I admire him. So thank you. The question that I want to ask him is, how does he stay relevant? Because he is never back down. He's always on point. So with every job that he's doing, he's always on point. So I just need to know that how does he stay relevant?
You see, you will answer my question. Warat or rat. The same question is another angle.
And I'm on our blush.
Thank you, Mrs. Temba.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, you know, I don't know. I think it's just, I just give it to God more than anything. You know, it's the root. I don't think it's my own doing, because some of the things, even when I do them, I ask myself, like, how did I come out of this thing?
Yeah.
What took me from whatever point I was at to this? Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I'm also human. I also have my own doubts. Like, maybe I'm not good to do this one. Maybe this is not my.
Yeah.
And then I find myself in the middle of it, but somehow I push through it and I get to the other side.
Mm.
And maybe not taking away from, you know, the kind of skill that we have developed as actors as well.
Yes, over time, yeah.
Going to school, learning about acting, studying acting, making sure that you stay rooted and doing all these different things that has to do with performance that will drive you to make sure that, you know, at least when you get to those kind of stumbling blocks, you are able to push through and go to the other side.
Nice one. All right.
Maroli, but one more thing. Goro o shapa ka go e pink. And alin di polka dot.
Oh, e pink.
Eh, o shapa ka go e pink. Ya di polka dot.
Oh,
ya di lucky star.
O itse di karabo keke. A ke mo thulisa. Bonnie.
Hello.
Ke yo keke.
Hi keke, how are you?
I'm good, my angel, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm so happy that I got through to you. I know I follow you on Insta. So my question to you is, how do you stay relevant? How do you get better, like, in your new role than you did in your last role? Like, that's all I want to know. And all you're beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you, my angel. And I like to see if I can...
Katama, hold on, Bonnie.
In all honesty, my angel, now I'm one person. I am always eager to learn. I don't go into a job feeling or thinking that I know something, irrespective of whether I've played a similar character or not. So I'll always make room to learn. I always want to be a student. So nka kena giketsa dom, so that, you know, to give whoever that is hierarchy in that point in time to be the master and the teacher, so that you can see that I'm a learner. And I will continue learning. This is a craft that you'll never master, no matter how old you are, no matter how much of a legend you are.
I like
there's
that.
Always room for you to learn.
Awesome. Nice one. Man, guess what Khalifa is?
Oh. I've got a business management degree. Hello.
Hello.
Cheers.
Hey, Bobs, what are you saying?
My question for the guests are two. The first one is, are our actors receiving the recognition and the honor they deserve? Because if you take a look, it's musicians and politicians who get to be recognized and memorial sites or heritage sites they name after them. But it's hard to find a place named after an actor who has played a role in society and also in the history of our country. Then the second one is for Tony Khoroge. Which one does he prefer, television or theatre? Because I've realized that most of actors who have done theatre are more experienced and are more diverse than those who have just studied television.
Zop the music guru.
Yeah. No, serious.
Okay. I think, this question that he's asking is very, is very, it's very...
It touches home, ne?
Yeah. I mean, mostly, you know, when you look into the musicians, they take care of their craft, the business, and everything. Mm-hmm. So with the actors, you always have people in between, lots of people in between.
Ah, and now the value chain. Yeah,
and
yeah.
When you go to the other side, on the business side, where the people who put the money into the thing, in most cases, the worst thing I think that the country has suffered is when marketing people, who perceive themselves to be creative people, are starting to make decisions for production to say that this one looks good, this one is sellable, one. So that plays start playing over the talent. We start overlooking the talent,
you.
And we start looking for the person who looks a certain way who can sell the story.
I hear you,
right?
I hear you.
And in most cases, it doesn't. Mm. In most cases, you find that those, in my experience, the faces that they put, they don't really take the story forward or anything like that. More than if you put someone who would put soul, emotions, and spirit into the character that they were playing.
The art.
And grabbing the audience who are watching the show.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was the issue of, he said what? Do I like theater?
Or stage. Stage or TV.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I like telling stories on all angles. If you put me on stage, I feel thrilled. If you put me on TV, I feel thrilled. Okay. Film. I feel thrilled. If you want us to do physical theater on the street, I also do those kind of things.
Oh.
If you want me to grab a microphone and start throwing a little verse,
After this, I'm a piano, by the way.
Yeah, we're studying on that.
Bongi, you are the last one.
Oh my God, I am so looking forward to watching The Brave Ones. I am so looking forward to watching The Brave Ones. So I have a question for Keke, sorry. How was it actually shooting The Brave Ones? Like, how was it shooting The Brave Ones? And is there any challenges or anything of some sort?
Shooting The Brave Ones. Well, that was actually really, really nice. I mean, we shot this, 2020?
Yeah.
Into 2021. Yeah, into 2021. We shot it during the very hectic period of COVID. I remember at some point I had an injury on set as well. And it was so nice to have, like, you know, people being very supportive to making sure that, you know, heal and the story goes on. But also that, Gege, are you comfortable enough to work? Are you, are you present? Are
the
you
compassion.
This? Yeah, it was very, it's very nice to work with compassionate nice people, one. You know. I mean, especially when you get paid more than what you expected. You're going to get paid.
No.
And Netflix pays, y'all. Get on to Netflix. Hey. That's one thing I love about Netflix. It really, really takes care of their people. That's they make sure that, you know what, this is the money that you are worth. Okay, sharp. You are going to definitely want to give them what
the best
they deserve.
For them, yeah, exactly. Now, Mpo, Mrs. Temba, Zobs, Bongi, and Bongi again, who also called. Congratulations. You win yourself a Netflix Brave Ones branded denim jacket and R1,000 each. Come on. Enjoy it. Don't forget The Brave Ones on Netflix the 16th of December. But for Bloomberg, you may reset TikTok. You know, you're not funny. Get out of here.
Get
TikTok or Dima.
Get TikTok.
How's it?
I can see. Have we had this conversation?
What's up with that thing? You don't know.
How can I make it like Kimbad?
Ah, Kimbad.
What
Kimbad about Kimbad?
Yeah,
nah. Eh.
I'm just like
Ah.
Can
you? Ah. Tla.
Life, cow.
Give up with this. All right, thank you. Send me that voice note. I said December. No, 16th of September. That's when The Brave Ones is going live on Netflix. You better watch it. So now, what's next for Keke?
Keke is currently busy with two productions from Zanzi Magic.
Oh.
Very lovely. One is finishing off next week, and then the other starts towards the end of September.
Oh.
So I'm very, very excited.
All right.
It's been a good year.
Yeah? We're happy for you.
Thank you.
Awesome. TikTok, where
now? I like a crapper.
Yeah?
Ah!
I'm going to two productions lining up. I've got nothing. And it's almost December.
Oh,
I'm speaking the truth, though. I have nothing.
And a child on Netflix is fed.
Child on Netflix is fed. I'm waiting for a script.
Hey, Vanna.
You know? We're sending the script that she wants you to read from wherever.
Yeah.
I'm like, how? Can't the script just tell you? Kibale, kibale.
Why is it about Tony Kibafing? Uwaya, like, handy.
Hey.
Hazwa mo Uya Airport. Hollywood is waiting.
Hamlet is right.
Yeah. But how does it feel, though, to get a call from, you know, from overseas producers on some, dude, we want you on this thing?
It makes me nervous.
Is it? Do you still get nervous?
Yo.
Yo, you never know.
You get nervous outside the country or you still get nervous, period?
You must ask my wife. Agrobali.
Hey?
I literally don't sleep.
And now, Gege, this is for you and I, the lessons. Are we global like that with our standard of acting? Because you've been with the who's who's of names in Hollywood, meaning being on the same set with them. Chances are the one thing you don't want to do is forget a line. You know what I mean? But what has been your experience? What do they say?
You know, international productions are very relaxed.
I was about to say, they're so very relaxed.
There's no.
What's about like I went a gig?
Oh, where to? I'm on Netflix. What do you mean?
Ah, you want to be a
Hey, I mean, here in South Africa, we've got a different shooting system,
okay.
You know, that works, and we have to shoot a vast amount of scenes in one day, whereas overseas, you could shoot like probably two or three scenes a day, because they need to harness the essence of the character and you know that person that's playing and portraying so that they can give their all. So Kamole is not necessarily like a budget. Give like a more, we are a little bit challenged and some fearing 25% is too much. Agent Delena our text so we practically get close to zero, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
It's hard being an
But what has been the feedback for you
in terms
with
of
regards to?
I'm saying for you being face to face with Samuel L. Jackson in a set.
It's work. You just have to bring in what you are brought there for and make sure that you deliver on it.
And I hear the last thing you
and
want
if
to
you
be
don't,
star,
they
be
will
star-struck.
Fire you on the spot.
Yeah, but don't be starstruck.
Yeah. No, well.
No, I was starstruck when I saw Ntate Tony. Because I grew up watching him.
Yeah, man, come on.
Le Miss Tanjom was like, so you really don't have a Zoleka? That was like our first conversation.
Ah, wonderful. Guys, all the best with the Brave Ones, and thank you so much for sharing that story with us. And we can't wait to watch it. And yeah, we'll give you feedback.
Well, thank you very much. We wait.
And you know how our feedback is, right?
Yeah.
Like how many people have watched it. Yeah. That's the feedback, right?
Kupai's got like the extra edited. What's that? Wena, or rather, editing. Thomas, ingredients are so calling. Like,
this guy Twitter. Ki Twitter or this guy
Twitter. I don't even have.
No phone a bill and then what Twitter? What this one?
Oh, okay.
And then we'll say Twitter or Scott tweet.
Wow.
What are Lindsay Pierre of us?
Then I got your tweet. Come, I got your tweet.
Yeah, keep moving, Tony. Correct, guys. Keep shining. Thank you.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.